You're on your e-tour right now and actually bringing the EPA officials here to Big Iron today.
We're so excited, Randy. It's just so great. And we've been fortunate to have the Ag Advisor come in, the Deputy Administrator from EPA Region 8. And so it is in a great group of people. We've got 10 from Washington, D.C. that have come in, one from Denver. In addition to the officials, and my goodness, it's just been terrific. And hats off to the farmers, to Toby McPherson and the aerial applicators, and all the folks that have helped to make this happen, because it's so critically important. And people are getting they're getting to know and understand what North Dakota is all about and the North Dakota environmental stewardship.
Well, you talked about that before. It's kind of a two-way street, but it's just it's making the connections.
It's all about making the connections. You know, it's about getting a better understanding of the challenges that EPA faces, as well as the challenges that North Dakota agriculture faces. And everyone, and when we can come together and visit and talk about these and demonstrate to everyone what's going on, and they can demonstrate to us what's going on, I think it makes for a lot better system.
I sense the excitement that the message is hitting home.
Oh, I think the message is definitely hitting home. Folks are engaged, they're listening, they're taking notes. And what's really cool is just to see that enthusiasm that the young people bring from EPA, but also to see that enthusiasm from North Dakota farmers, because no one does it better. And you can just see that as they're showcasing their farms, as they're showcasing what they do. It just makes for a great tour.